Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. Oh, hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're in a new month, and God is good all the time. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks, and I'm so glad to be in your home. I'm so glad to be in your place of business. I'm so glad to be in your car, wherever life may carry you. I thank God for this opportunity. It's been a great journey. God has held our hand along the way. That's not to say that we didn't have hardship. And that's not to say that we're not going to have even more hardship. But you better believe he's holding your hand along the way. He said that he will never leave us nor forsake us. In other words, he's not going to leave you or turn his back on you. He said, I'm with you always. Yeah. And that's something we can be thankful for. I'm just looking forward to the sunshine. I'm looking forward to warm weather. I'm just looking for to get out, to get amongst the people. I'm excited about springtime. I'm excited about the month of March. See, you know what? You can choose to be happy. You can choose to be grateful. You can choose to be thankful. You can choose to have your spirits uplifted and uplift the spirits of others. Or you can choose to be a pessimist. You can choose to be down. You can choose to see the negative. You can choose to see the problems. You can pull them out. You can gravitate to them. You can dwell on the negative. Well, I don't have this. I don't have that. I used to have this, but now I don't have that. Used to have this. We used to have this. You can choose to dwell on it. But do you know that God is in control? Do you know that our steps are supposed to be ordered by the Lord? Do you know that it's all right? Anyway, anyhow, they say. Do you know that no good thing will he withhold from you? Do you know that? So I you know, there are pessimistic people. There are people that see the negative in a lot of stuff. Every now and then, a pessimist may say something positive or may say something good or happy, fulfilling, every now and then, but the majority is negative, negative, negative. And I'm just telling you, we don't want to be that way. We don't want to be that way because he's been too good. He's been faithful. If he's woke you up, which he has, if you've been able to move about, which you have, he's giving you the activities of your limbs, then we certainly got something to be grateful for. We got something to be thankful for. And you know, he didn't have to do it, but he did. I just want to thank God for this time. And I just want to thank him for all of the listeners, all of those that follow Trinity Talks. And I thank God for each and every one of you, your growth, you're praying, you're concerned for one another. I already know. I thank God for him blessing you to be able to care about others. Not like you. Maybe a person that's not somebody that you may not have considered yourself talking to or whatever. But now you caring about more people. Thinking about more people in their situations. Even praying for folk. You didn't do that before. You may not have prayed for other people before. You may have just only prayed for you, your family, your close friends. Now you find yourself praying for folk that having a hardship, those who've lost everything in the fires, those who've lost everything in flooding, those who've lost. Find yourself having compassion. Having compassion and praying for those who through no the children and other people hurted and moved from this place and that place and sent here and sent there or whatever. Find yourself praying and having compassion. Let me tell you, that's growth. That's growth in the Lord. And that's something to be excited about. I want to take this time and I want to say hello to Sister Patricia down in DeSoto. God bless you. I want to say hello to all of our listeners. I'm excited about the growth that God is doing in us. We don't have no sad stories to tell you. We got a word from the Lord, and I just thank God for this opportunity that he gives us to come into your home or wherever. Wherever, the title of our message today is reverence. Reverence. Yes. Please join me as I ask God to bless this word. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We don't take it lightly, Lord. I just pray that you would bless every listener, every doer of your holy word. Help us to learn how to serve you better. Help us to learn how to please you. Help us to learn how to be in oneness and communion with you. And Lord, teach us how to have compassion. Teach us how to love our fellow man. Teach us how to have compassion and how to love and care for those that are not like us, may not look like us, may not have the economic status that we do, may not have this or that like us, may not talk like us, may not live where we live. Help us to have compassion. Help us to have love for our fellow man. And then teach us how to please you in all our ways. Lift up those that are less fortunate. Bless those in hospital rooms. I pray for healing. Pray for wholeness, Lord, and strength. And then lift up those who've lost everything. I pray that you would bless them with more than what they had before. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance for all you've done and all you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, we got a word for you today. The title of our message is one word, reverence. One word, reverence. It's coming from the book of Hebrews. That's New Testament. And you're going to go through a bunch of larger books, and then you're going to get to Hebrews. We're going to go through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then you're going to hit Acts and Romans. Keep on going. You got to go through 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Keep on going. Keep on going. You're going to go through, even through Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and Timothy's and all that. Go all 1st and 2nd Timothy's and all the way till you get to Hebrews. Hebrews. Our message is going to come from Hebrews, the 10th chapter. The key verses is 19 and 20. Hebrews, 10th chapter, 19 and 20. Okay? And you know, we always read what happened before, what happened going on before, and what happened after. And this is just some play. I don't know. Sometimes you could say this is a little housekeeping. Well, yes and no. It's putting things in the right perspective. Making sure that we see the right perspective. Okay? And putting things in the right place, the right perspective. Yeah. And I would never want anybody to be confused. I would never want anybody to not be able to put things in the right perspective when it comes to our faith. And so I guess if anything, I want to say this is a little bit of a little housekeeping kind of sort of. Yeah. The title of our message is reverence. Reverence. And when I think about reverence and respect, I think about kids. Maybe it's because I teach, but I think about reverence. Think about respect. And that's something that you're supposed to teach your kids at home, okay? You're supposed to teach them about respect. It's not okay to say anything you want to say to somebody. It's not okay to do anything you want to do to somebody. It's not. I'm talking about reverence. Yeah. Let's read Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Our key verses 19 and 20. Let's get, don't matter what version Bible you have. Okay? 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, verse 20 says, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And then I'm going to read a little bit further. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God. Here it is. Come on, come on, come on. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith. Yeah. Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let's keep going. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. I'm going to say that again. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. One more time. Verse 23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. And then verse 24 says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. How can we help one another and show more love and good deeds? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to stop right there. We thank God for his word. The title of our message today is reverence. Yeah. Our generation, it lacks a sense of wonder and reverence towards God. A lot of people just don't even think about God or think about God as mystical. You know, they think of God as mystical. Something somebody says, oh yeah, there's God, and that's it. We want to bring God down to our level. People talk about God just like casual. Mystical, not in relationship, okay? Commonplace. But let me tell you, let's be clear. God is not commonplace. Through the blood of Jesus, through the sacrifice that God's Son made on the cross, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we have access to God. We have access as his children. So because we have access, that's not to be taken callously or casually or any of that. We don't want to disrespect and make casual, holy God. Though we have direct access to him as his children, we ought never to forget that this access was purchased with the precious blood of his only son. This access, remember, you know, Jesus was led to the cross. Crown of thorns was smashed on his head. Spear was pierced in his side. Long nails was nailed to his wrists, his hands, and he was nailed to the cross. His feet were nailed. His hands were nailed. Though we have direct access to God because of Jesus and his sacrifice, we ought never to forget this purchase price that was paid for us. Yeah. So we want to take this time to help us and help us to keep it in our minds, okay? To understand that we have access now. We can go to the to the Lord and we can pray. We can fast and we can be in his the allness and his glory and the glow of his allness. We have access because of Jesus. And that access comes with reverence. Yeah. We'll never truly understand all of the glory of God, but we do have access. Yeah. Yeah. We probably will never understand how God relates to each and every one differently. And then in oneness. Yeah. We'll never truly understand the sense of his holiness and his demand for holiness among the people. How does that work? Yet, he gives us access. Yeah. But we must never act as if it's a commonplace. Our God is holy. God is holy. And reverent. And we must worship him in holiness and in truthfulness. Yeah. Yeah. I want us to meditate and to think about the price that Jesus paid to give us access to God. Worship becomes even a privilege when you think about the price that was paid. Scripture will be dear to you as you strive to be holy in what you do. And scripture is learning about what happened. And scripture is understanding and learning and growing and feeding your faith. Yeah. Scripture will be dear to you, learning more, growing, understanding. Yeah. And if you've lost your wonder at the incredible gift of salvation, you can be restored. Yeah. Just revisit the cross. Witness in your heart the suffering that was done for you and the priceless gift that salvation is. Yeah. Sometimes we can get commonplace. Sometimes we can think, oh yeah, Jesus died on the cross. Oh yeah. God is God. But there was a price that was paid. There was a price that was paid, and it was price his life. Jesus gave up his life for us. Yeah. We have significant privilege associated with our new life in Jesus Christ. Number one is that personal access to God through Christ, and that we can draw near to him without an elaborate system. We don't have to go, to Rome. We don't have to do this. We don't have to do that. We can have this relationship right in our room, right where we are. We can have access to God in our car. We can have access to God wherever we are. We can have access. And then number two, we can grow in our faith. Overcome doubts and questions. And we can deepen our relationship. Yeah. Deepen our relationship and help to understand him more. You know, when you have a reverence to your parents, they teach you even more. You know, boys and girls, they learn a lot when they up under their parents. You can believe that. When you up under your parents, some people say, I could talk about me. I spend a lot of time in the kitchen with my mom, so I learn how to cook. And I know how she put herself in her meals, how she put herself in what she cooked. I spent time with my dad. He said, I'm going to teach you how to stop on a dime. I'm going to teach you how to do this and that. So I was driving a pickup truck. I could drive a pickup truck at 15. A girl driving a pickup. It wasn't a brand new pickup. It was a pickup that did work at 15. Because I had access to my dad. And he taught me. And that's that connection in a relationship. Yeah. That's something that we have with God. We can grow in our faith. We can overcome doubts and questions and deepen our relationship. This is the kind of stuff that helps us to get better. This is the kind of stuff that helps us to grow more. Yeah, it's the relationship. God is not one to just know of. We want a relationship with him. Yeah, yeah. And then with this relationship, it helps us to encourage others as well as enjoy encouragement one to the other. We build up one another. We're supposed to. We're supposed to build up one another. And then, because of this relationship with God, it helps us to come together in worship. Yeah. We may not be in the same house. We may not be in the same building. But our hearts and our spirits are together. You can believe. I thank God for the time. And every time we come together, I say, I thank God for this time we have together. And that I don't take it lightly. Yeah, this is because of the sacrifice that was made on Calvary. So every time we come together, yeah, it's because of that great sacrifice. And we are supposed to reverence God because he made it available. Yeah, and we're supposed to reverence our relationship with him. Let's not forget it, and let's not just take it for granted. Like I said, every now and then you do housekeeping. Every now and then you want to make sure everything is in line the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the work he's doing in us. And that's not something that we take lightly. We work hard to please him. I want it to be in the forefront of our mind to tell somebody about the love of Jesus. To tell somebody that he cares about them. That their latter days will be greater than the former days. Yeah, that what you're going through is not the end. It could be a change. It could be a beginning, new beginning. Last week we spoke about bringing people to Jesus. Yeah. And what people may be known for. You know, how they helped others, and they didn't have to be well-known, big-time, well-known people that everybody knew. They just did the work in their own area, their own life, in their own family, their own sphere of friends. They did the work. Yeah. Served, helped, win souls, bringing souls to Jesus. We talked about Andrew, how he was not one of those that preached all the time and had huge crowds. No, he wasn't like that. But he made a difference. He told his brother, here, I met Jesus here. I met the Christ, one we've been looking for. And then he found the little boy with the two fish and the five loaves of bread. And Jesus used that little boy's lunch to feed 5,000 people. Yeah, that was because of that encounter with God and how Andrew, from that encounter, helped, served so many people. So as we're growing and as we're moving in God and growing in our faith, let's never, ever forget the reverence of a holy God that made this available, this connection, this relationship. See, we don't have to go through priests and have a veil in between us and God. We have direct access. So let's, as we grow, continue our reverence to the Lord. As we have access and we can enter boldly into the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus. Yeah, and it's exciting. It's exciting. Please let your family, your friends, your co-worker, people you don't know, let them know about the sacrifice that was made. You don't have to have your Bible with you. Just the Word of God in your heart. Yeah. Yeah. We talk about football game. We talk about the baseball game. This is baseball season coming up on us. This is baseball. Talk about baseball. Let's talk about home run that Jesus hit. It was a home run because it gave us access to the Father. It's a home run with the sacrifice of his blood for us on Calvary. I thank God for you. I thank God for this time he's given us to be together. Remember to always have reverence for our Father. And thank him for direct access in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. Whenever you get a chance, go on Facebook, go on our website, and it's great to hear from you. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Until next time.